Hello and welcome, fellow investors, to the latest episode of Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Vishal Tekshinani, and today we'll be discussing pandemic-resistant growth stocks. These are companies whose growth prospects have been virtually unaffected or even emboldened due to the coronavirus, yet their share prices, in some cases, are trading at a discount to intrinsic value because of falls in markets. Joining me on the panel today will be Ben Rendell, a portfolio manager at Naos Asset Management, and Michelle Lopez, the head of Australian equities at Aberdeen Standard Investments. The first three stocks we'll discuss today are data center operator NextDC, AI and machine learning tech stock Appen, and recycling and waste management company Cleanaway. These are companies who have said that demand has been unaffected or in fact even improved due to the COVID-19 situation. However, do Ben and Michelle reckon they stack up as good investments right now? Let's jump straight into the episode to hear what they think and to also hear about Ben and Michelle's one other company whose growth prospects has improved even further due to the coronavirus situation. I hope you enjoy listening to today's episode. If you did, please remember to follow us on Apple, Spotify, or Podbean. I hope you have a great day, and please remember that this episode was recorded on the 22nd of April, 2020. Ben, let's start with you. NextDC, buy, hold, sell.
I think it's a buy, despite being very expensive. You know, they reported well in February. The capital they raised just recently is for growth capex, which will drive earnings. The sector has a huge amount of M&A activity in it at the moment. It's proven to have resilient earnings. And I think in the environment that we are in at the moment, investors will flock to stocks like this as perceived safe havens. So despite the price, I'm still a buyer of NextDC.
Michelle, as Ben said, big capital raising, 15% discount from its previous day closing record high. Buy, hold, sell.
It's a buy for us as well. And this is really a stock that's playing into a very strong secular theme at the moment. As everyone here is working from home or agile working, so that's certainly accelerated following coronavirus and also the consumption of data. So I think this is a company that plays very much into that space. As we mentioned, capital raising, it really shores up their balance sheet and allows them to progress with the growth strategy that they have been very clearly articulating and executing on over the last, 4 to 5 years. So with that in mind and the response from capital raising, we are comfortable owners of it.
Sticking with you, Michelle, Appen, machine learning and AI giant, one of the WAX stocks, buy, hold, sell.
This is a buy for us as well, and really one of the few companies that have reinstated guidance lately, so that's quite rare in the current environment. But when I think about Appen and their largest division, which is the relevance unit, this is all exposing the key earnings drivers there, engine. Search engine, and really very quite defensive end markets. So we like this stock, the acquisition that they've recently done, which is Figure Eight. That provides a level of IP to the company, but also a larger addressable market as they move away from the very large tech companies and more towards the corporate clients. And importantly, in this environment, it's got a very strong balance sheet. So Appen is sitting on about $75 million of cash. It holds no debt. It is profitable and it's generating a margin of about 20%. For 25% earnings growth for the next couple of years, I think it trades on a PE close to 28 times for next year and an EV to revenue of 3.5. So I think it's fairly priced.
Ben, it's profitable, it's cashed up, it's reaffirmed guidance. Appen, buy, hold, sell.
I think Appen's a hold. I think Michelle made some great points about the balance sheet and the resiliency of the business. I'll preface this by saying I'm not an expert on Appen, but I think we're starting to see some competitive headwinds emerge in that space. And it's my view that the recent acquisition looked a little bit like buying a competitive threat rather than buying for growth. It's been a great company and it is a great company. I just don't think the valuation justifies the risk at this point, so I'll keep it on a hold.
Okay, speaking of is it a great company, Cleanaway Waste, interestingly put its earnings guidance in the recycling bin, but it didn't scrap its dividend. Ben, buy, hold, sell?
I think Cleanaway is a buy. I think it's a very defensive business. I mean, the most obvious impact to them from COVID-19 is in the commercial and industrial business, but their exposure to affected SMEs in that space is about 10% of that segment, so it's not actually as bad as I had previously thought. It's very diversified, well-run. I think they'll be a leader in the circular economy. I really like the management team, and I think that the defensive nature of the business will hold them in good stead.
Michelle, is there treasure in the trash? Cleanaway Waste, buy, hold, sell.
I'm with Ben on this one. It's a buy for us, but for very different reasons to Appen and NextDC. So both of the prior ones have got quite strong secular tailwinds. There's a lot with Cleanaway that they can do internally. So three things in particular. So they're really strategically expanding their moat. We know that there's very little IP and competitive dynamic and very competitive within the waste collection space, but this company has done an incredible job in, looking at disposal and really that vertically integrated chain, supply chain of the whole waste stream across different industries. The second part is the margins. We still feel that there's some margin expansion from a scale point of view. And then finally, they're coming into a step up in their cash flows as of FY21. So they have quite a large rehabilitation liability that they're paying through, and that halves coming into next year. So again, they can put that towards balance sheet or dividend, to your point. And like Ben, we really like the management team. They're very good operators and they're executing well.
It's time for our two surprise stocks. Michelle, sticking with you, what's one stock whose earnings runway got even longer?
Look, for us, it's Xero. Xero, and I know this is one that hasn't really flown under the radar, but we think that there's a very strong runway for growth within Xero. And it's been relatively unscathed throughout the whole COVID-19 situation. Why we like it, there's a very clear sectorial growth thesis with this company. If you think about penetration of cloud, it is quite prominent here in ANZ, in Australia and New Zealand, but it's much lower when you look at the growth industries, growth countries and regions that they're in, so the UK, the US and Asia. So there is a very strong runway for subscriber growth. When you look at the financials, they are transparent. They're operationally, they're very disciplined around the capital allocation now. So they are self-funding. They have got about $100 million of cash on their balance sheet, which they can look to allocate if the returns are there, or they can sit on it until that opportunity arises. And then you've got quite a professional management team that's really setting the business up for the next level of growth. So for us, Xero is one that we hold in quite an active position.
Ben, Michelle's picked out Xero. Which stock is your hero?
I agree with Michelle on Xero, by the way. My stock is M&F. We have been a significant shareholder for quite some time. They are a significant beneficiary of people working from home. They own their own voice over IP network, and their customers who use that network to provide video calling technology are the likes of Zoom, Google, Skype and Microsoft. And they've all seen an explosion in demand, and M&F are a huge beneficiary of that with massive traffic increases on their networks. The balance sheet is very strong. They raised capital late last year, which at the time they were criticised for, but now it's proving to be quite an astute move given the strength of their balance sheet. It's very well run. And look, I think that video technology and going forward will continue to be something that a lot of firms take use of, and that will significantly advantage a company like M&F.
Despite what's happening to the market, there are companies whose earnings just won't go into lockdown.